The question for today is, I have read of the church keeping the feast days as well as the Sabbath days and have accepted these teachings. However, after reading Galatians 4, verse 9 and 10, I'm having trouble with why we are to keep these days. Is Paul saying we are not bound by the festivals and Sabbaths set forth under the law if we are in Christ? Paul writes, "But then, indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not God's. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored for you in vain." Galatians 4, verse 8 to 11. Since the problem was that some of the Galatian believers were being persuaded to adopt some form of Judaism as a means of salvation or spiritual perfection, many have thought that the days and months and seasons and years were the Sabbaths, new moons, festivals, and sabbatical years described in the Law of Moses. But let's remember that Judaism is not precisely the same as the Law of Moses or religion of the Old Testament. Some forms of Judaism revised the law considerably and picked up certain pagan elements along the way. Daniel G. Reed states on page 231 of Dictionary of Paul and His Letters, "From Second Temple Judaism there comes ample evidence of speculation about the universe and how the heavenly bodies were related to the angels. The Book of the Heavenly Luminaries in 1 Enoch 72-82, a work dating from perhaps the 1st century BC, testifies to Jewish astrological ideas and the association of an angel, Uriel, with the stars. This is set within a context in which particular attention is paid to times and seasons." These astrological beliefs were probably held by some Jewish sects during the time of the apostles. In all likelihood, the astrological times and seasons are the days, months, seasons, and years Paul has in mind in Galatians 4, verse 10. The apostle warns these former pagans that those who were taking up astrological observances common to certain Jewish and pagan religious sects were returning to the base and worthless elements they had served before they became believers in Jesus Christ. Paul fully recognized the Christological significance of the weekly Sabbath and annual holy days. By no means was he condemning the observance of these divinely ordained institutions.